Well, if the USDA's major September crop production report just one day away, I thought it might be important to give a little update on where we stand with crop conditions and trends. First of all, here in Wisconsin, despite some rains in northern Wisconsin, it's still been dry in most of the state. Matter of fact, 33 counties are either in a moderate or severe drought stage, and topsoil moisture levels are now over 70% short to very short. As far as the crop itself, 76% of the corn crop is in the dough stage, 38% in the dense stage. Soybeans were 94% setting pods and 22% have leaves turning colors. As far as oats, about 96% have been harvested for grain, and just about a quarter of our fourth crop, alfalfa, has been harvested. Now, speaking of that alfalfa, rule of thumb is from September 1st to October the 15th, you just don't harvest. However, this year, some producers are going to need that hay. So I did ask Kevin Jark if that would be a wise move or not.
What we have with September 1st to October 15th window is that we wanted to wait until late enough in the season when we didn't think it'd be warm enough that the plants would start regrowing. The problem with cutting right now is there's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to get regrowth. But I think when I talked to Dan Undersander and other people statewide, because of the bad start that we got to the year, we've got people with alfalfa at all different stages, and it's not a question of if people are going to be cutting during this time. We already know they are. What they simply need to know is that there's a higher risk of winter kill if they choose to do so.
Well, in tomorrow's September crop report, we are expected to see smaller soybean yields from NASS. The big question is, how much smaller? Allendale's projected a national average yield at 39 bushels per acre, while other forecasters say about 40 to 41. Tim Roth, a grain trader, says he expects the soybeans to be hurt much more than the corn by this late heat and drought that's hit much of the corn and soybean belt.
That critical time frame is what we're in, and there are areas basically from Omaha to Indianapolis that are dry. And, you know, one more good rain would certainly solidify whatever it is we've got out there, whether it's 39 or 41 or somewhere in between as far as a bean yield. And unlike corn, where we have lost some demand that isn't coming back anytime soon, especially when it comes to export trade to beans, we need a full crop. It's that simple.
Well, as far as the value of those commodities, we find September corn this morning down to 4.74 and one quarter of a cent. December corn up 5.5 cents to 4.69. Beans for September sit at 14.05, while November dropped another penny and a half yesterday to 13.56 and one quarter of a cent, while September wheat up a nickel to 6.34 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Class 3 prices are higher, although not substantially. September now at 18.18, October up 4 to 18.10, December up 4 to 16.99, and January is at 16.53. As far as the actual cheese prices, blocks up another penny to $1.82, barrels sit at $1.80, while AA butter is up a penny to $1.45. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 80 to 96. Most of the slaughter cows, 58 to 79. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 185. Heifer calves, 60 to 150. Fed cattle steady. Choice beef steers and heifers top at $1.19. Holstein steers, 96 to 108. Barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Feeder lambs, $1 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.